He flew in his whole family, including his new one, his little boy, River, for his European tours. And while we have them in Amsterdam, we couldn't miss the opportunity to welcome this man to the studio, trans royalty. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Marlo! So first question, how was River's flight?
It was actually amazing. So we flew into Doha and from Doha onto Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And the whole first flight, the whole first 15 hours, he just slept the whole time.
Oh,
and then,
perfect.
Yeah, it was amazing. And then the second part, which is like 7.5 hours, he wanted to play, but he didn't really scream or cry or anything. So
how's it? Welcome to daddyhood. How is it to be a trans father now as well?
It's really awesome. It's really awesome. It's difficult to combine it with the touring, obviously. So I'm trying to spend a bit more time at home, or indeed like this time, just take him with me.
Here, look, Shano's there. I don't know if you're watching online right now. I don't know if we can put the camera there, but she's walking there with...
He's so cute, man.
He's so cute.
Yeah, he's a little tough guy. He's cool.
You have your second year of altitude shows coming up in Australia and other countries. Tell us something about it. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so I'm super excited about it. Last year was a huge success. We had Ruben as part of it as well. This year we've got Jason Ross on the warm-up, and we've got Roxanne Emery coming out to do vocals as well as Chloe.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm really pumped, and we're expanding into Jakarta and Kuala Lumpur this year, which have always been two of my favorite places to play as well. And hopefully next year we'll take it even further to more
countries. What are the dates again, the dates of your altitude shows?
So it starts on the 5th of August with Melbourne, then 12th of August in Sydney, and then at the end of August we've got the two Asian shows, so Kuala Lumpur and Jakarta.
And you're flying a whole bunch of artists with you to go to the next level. Wow.
Yes.
Your Australian fans must be pumped.
I hope so. I mean, last year was really special. It was a really special moment.
Awesome.
Yeah, it almost brought me to tears, to be honest, because it was like a real pinnacle moment in my career. And to be able to come back and do it again, it's amazing. Last year, all the shows sold out as well.
And we have big news on the State of Trance right here, right now. The Scoop. You are starting your own Altitude record label.
Yes, it's going to be called Reaching Altitude.
Reaching Altitude, okay.
Yeah. So it's basically a platform for a lot of new talent as well to launch off, a big focus on Australian, but not exclusively Australian talent. I just get given so much amazing music, and I wanted to have an outlet to support it to the next level.
And last week we premiered a tune dedicated to your lovely wife, Jeanette. It was the most discussed tune online, the trending track. Congratulations, Marlo.
Thank
you. Here it is one more time. Onage by Marlo. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.